Hi everyone, I'm Lindsay Mantone, resident dramaturg at Linfield Theatre, and I'm here with Beatrice DeGraw. Beatrice is also a dramaturg on Linfield's production of Treasure Island, which opens November 11th. And today we're here to give you some background and let you hear from some of the artists who are working on the show. I'm here now with Janet Gupton, professor of theater and the director of Linfield's Treasure Island. Hi, Janet.
Hello.
Hi. Nice to hang out with you. Thank you for making the time.
Of course.
So you're directing Treasure Island. Why? Why is this a show? Why is this a show that you were drawn to?
So I originally saw this production with my own daughter when she was about 10, and we both loved it. And so when we were trying to think about what show do we want to bring live audiences back into Marshall Theater, this one came into my memory because I wanted to bring community back together, because that's what's so special to me about theater, is that it is live. It is a community of actors on stage. It is with the community of audiences participating. So I thought that this would be a good show to bring audiences of all ages back into the theater. And so, and it's, you know, it's a classic tale. It has all the tropes of, you know, the good versus the bad, all the different character types, and it's uplifting in the end. And so, yeah, those are kind of my thought processes for why I wanted to do Treasure Island.
So
I have one other little quick thing, and the production that I saw, Jim Hawkins is played by a girl, and so I was glad to have a good part for a female actress.
Oh, that's fun. That's super fun. Yeah, all these things resonate with me too. Just the togetherness of theater, and I appreciate so much that you wanted to be so inclusive in audience with respect to age in particular. Okay, so what is Treasure Island? I mean, I'm assuming many people probably know some version of it perhaps, but what's, you know, give us like a 30 second plot summary here.
Yes, it's funny how different students and different generations know Treasure Island, whether it be from the classic Robert Louis Stevenson novella, or whether it's from an adaptation, and there have been many. A lot of people think of Pirates of the Caribbean. So Treasure Island is the story of a young kid, Jim Hawkins, who lives in this small town, and in this particular version is being raised by his grandmother because both of his parents have died. And all of a sudden into this small inn comes this pirate who has this treasure chest. And and he is pursued by other pirates because he has absconded with this treasure chest that contains a map to even more treasure. And so Jim and people of the inn I won't give it away, but they get the key to the treasure chest, they find the map, and they decide to go and hunt for the treasure themselves. Despite many of certain characters saying the treasure is what is here at home, but of course everybody wants to go on the high seas at this time. So Jim goes on out on the high seas, and he encounters this person named Long John Silver, who he thinks is, you know, the bee's knees. And it turns out that Long John Silver really is just using Jim, because Jim knows how to read, to try and find this treasure map himself. So we see what happens when Jim puts all of his trust into a very charismatic person who does not have Jim's best interests at heart. And what happens. But Jim, luckily, is a very strong and determined and smart protagonist in this play, and prevails. So I like that too.
Thank you. Thank you for that little plot summary. I love it. Okay. So what's been most challenging for you as a director?
I think it's the sheer size of the cast and the production itself. So there are 22 actors in the production. So getting rehearsal times that fit for everyone has been nigh to impossible, but I'm hoping by opening night, we'll have everybody there. I'm not really joking. However, also the settings for the play, they start out in the inn, they go from the inn to a harbor, they go from a harbor to a ship, they go from a ship to an island in the second act, and on the island there has to be tunnels in which the treasure has been buried. And so just trying to figure out how to use a unit set that incorporates all of those different settings in some way that the audience can figure out, okay, this is where we're at now. That's probably been the biggest challenge.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot of moving pieces, including all the schedules, for sure. What's been some of the most enjoyable parts of taking this project on?
I think, it's always working with the students and watching them grow over time. And in this particular one, I didn't mention, but there's lots of stage combat. And so I know the students have loved, we have had one fight director and his assistant, and they have loved learning how to sword fight or knife fight or do a headbutt and those kinds of things. So it's always kind of fun to watch stage combat and to watch the students learn how to do it safely. So that has been a big plus, and just to introduce them. And then on top of that, there's also dialects in this show. And, you know, we are at varying degrees of expertise in our ability to also speak with the dialect. So there's two competing ones. There's the Cockney lower class, and then there's the upper class British. So just trying to watch the students handle both stage combat and dialects and a lot of physical work on stage has been fun, but challenging for them.
Any mishaps? Everybody still have all their limbs?
There's been few, but none horrific or big. You know, a couple of bruises I'm sure that people have had here and there, and sore arms because our swords are pretty, cutlasses, which are what pirates used, are pretty heavy duty and heavy to, you know, so they're building up some bicep muscles for sure.
Awesome. That's good for them. Do you have them on like a little workout regimen to build up those muscles?
They should be.
Funny. Okay, great. So what, like, talk to me about going back to live theater after all this time. How's that journey been for you?
It's been interesting because obviously in rehearsals, we are still masked. And so I'm trying to balance, can the audience understand it? We are taking all the precautions so that our actors can be unmasked during the performance, including, you know, a COVID testing right as we get into where they can take their masks off. So that has been one thing for me as a director, trying to rehearse in masks and then hoping that certain things that are still very hard to understand with their masks on will become a little more clear when they do not have to wear their masks. Also just the logistics of making sure our audiences and our crew members are safe. They will all be masked, but just the performers will be unmasked. So just, you know, learning protocol for COVID and those kinds of things have been a little bit of a challenge, but it's worth it if we can have live audiences again.
Yeah. Yeah, I miss it. I miss it too. I'm very excited. This will be the first show I see, the first live theater I see after all this time. So I'm very much looking forward to it for sure.
Yay! I've seen one up in Portland as an audience member, but it was a one-person show. So it was, So it was a little bit easier and it was a little bit different seating arrangement. So
Will you get an opportunity to do at least one rehearsal with the actors not wearing masks before an audience shows up?
Also, one of the other considerations, there's a lot of stage makeup, stage blood, and special effects for the actors. Bill Bones supposedly has a scar, you know, going up the side of his face. So obviously with the mask on, that'd be very difficult to see. And so we are going to take the students, or the actors in the show are going to do the COVID test next week, so that when we have our first dress rehearsal, which is on Monday, the 8th, that they can go unmasked and we can see what it's all going to look like.
Great. Good. That's very good. Do you have a favorite scene?
No, I have, you know, I love the mutiny on the ship. I love the sword fighting scenes, but I also love the physical comedy scenes, which I guess all of them have a little bit of any of that at any given time. So I don't have a favorite scene.
Very cool. Do you have like, what's left for you in the process that like is a big challenge still to overcome? Have you blocked everything already?
Mostly. There are some things that we can't really block until we know, because there's as I mentioned before, there's all the different settings. So that some of the transitions, because we don't know exactly what needs to be done, some of that still needs to be blocked, but the scenes themselves within the scenes are blocked and now need to be fine-tuned is a good way to put it. They need specificity so that the audience can understand what's happening.
Yeah. Well, you have some time. We're recording this on October 29th. So a little bit of time before we open still, but 2 weeks and there'll be an audience. What are you hoping the audience takes away?
I want them to realize how important live theater is in their lives. That it is an art form that has been here since the beginnings of humanity, and it will still continue to be here because we need to come together and share collectively in the same room the challenges, the thrill of going off and taking risks and coming home and finding the people who love you are still there waiting for you. So I know I'm Pollyanna, but that's how I feel.
No, I think that's beautiful. And I agree. And I'm excited to take that away myself.
Good.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I know this is such a busy moment for you, but I am so excited for the production and so excited we got to talk about it.
Thank you. Thanks for doing these podcasts. These are great. It's fun to talk about the process and let audiences know that we are working hard and excited to have you back in our theater.
I'm here now with Ellie Gossett and Rachel Goines, two designers on Linfield's upcoming production of Treasure Island. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's nice to be here with you two. And I'm excited to hear your take on Treasure Island. So let's jump right in. Talk to me about what you love about this show.
I think for me, I really enjoy the take on the script, because, you know, Jim is a young girl instead of a young boy. The comedy about it is something that I really, really enjoy and something that we really, really need. And just the vibrancy of not only the colors of the set and the costumes, but the characters as well.
I was gonna say, I love how it's very much like a fairy tale, a very modern fairy tale with pirates and strong young women being able to fight for themselves and really push what is expected of women, especially on ships and adventuring.
Ooh, I love it. I love adventuring. What is your role on the show and what have you been up to for the last couple of weeks?
I'm Rachel. I am a costume designer for this show. And for the last few weeks, we have, in this role, I have done all the renderings and went shopping for fabric, helped with my mentor with patterning and then all the fittings. And we are currently in the process of doing fittings for all the pieces that we've had to create instead of pull from our stock.
I'm Ellie, I'm the makeup designer. So I have also been doing renderings alongside Rachel, making sure the characters fit, doing historical research into what hair would look like at the time. Recently, I've been exploring the stage blood that will be used in the show and how to make that look the best and fit every scene that it is going to be in. So my main focus right now is teaching the actors how to get into their makeup, as well as going shopping for fun gadgets to spray blood with.
Spray blood sounds awesome. How much blood is in this show? Is it like a super blood? Is it a bloodbath?
There's a couple bloody scenes, but it's not a huge amount. There's definitely blood in it for the fact that this is a pretty intensive fairy tale like telling of a ship scene and pirates. And if you're fighting with pirates, there's going to be blood. They are not the kindest people. So you have to make sure that there is a sense of reality and a sense of stakes to it.
That sounds so fun. Rachel, do you have a favorite costume that you've built?
I think my favorites are the dresses that we are sewing for the doctor and Jim. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to be on stage for that long, but they're absolutely gorgeous. I loved buying the fabric and seeing them on the actors during their fittings. So beautiful.
Aww. Ellie, do you have a favorite blood splurt situation?
I would say my favorite blood splurt situation is with Bill Bones when he has a stroke and the doctor gets to stab him to let some of the blood out so he won't die. And we get to have, that's the only one in the show where you get a really good, almost comedic amount of blood that gets to spray out of him and Jim has to try and catch in a bin. It's funny. So it does take away some of the shock of being scared that there's blood on stage, but it still is going to be a lot of fun to deal with.
Stroke victim. And the doctor says, let's just get you stabbed. That's some doctoring right there. Aren't doctors supposed to first do no harm? Anyway, super fun. Why is Linfield doing the show right now? Why is it cool that Linfield's doing the show right now?
I think it's because we're very much in need of comedy right now. And it's our second live production of this semester. And because it's family friendly, we can invite as a large amount of, or a bigger age group than we usually do with some of our more mature or complex productions that we have done in the past.
I just want to take a minute and say, I love that we're talking about the family friendly nature of the show on the heels of dude has a stroke and gets stabbed to death by a doctor, right? It's all about tone though, right? And if it's happening in a sort of swashbuckling environment, then, 12-year-olds can hang for sure. Ellie, why do you think this is an awesome show to be doing right now?
I think it's an awesome show because it's very comforting. Again, strange off the heels of talking about a man being stabbed after he has a stroke, but it is a very comforting show in the way it's told. It very much feels like something that is incredibly nostalgic, something that most people feel like they've grown up on, because there have been many iterations of Treasure Island. We're just doing one of the newer takes of it. And so there's a very strong sense of familiarity with the tale. We already feel pretty close with the characters. And it still allows us to feel like we are adventuring because we are still, for the most part, trying to stay as safe as possible with the ever-continuing pandemic. But while it does provide that sense of comfort and nostalgia, it also allows us to explore what craziness the world has to offer us.
Fantastic. Any final thoughts y'all want to share with the audience about this show?
No one will tell you no if you show up in costume to watch the performance.
Cool. Good to know.
I would say be expecting the unexpected with it. We have a lot of fun twists and turns planned, and there's always something going on.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for your time. Thank you for the work that you've put into this show. I'm very excited for it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And that concludes our interview with the cast, crew, and creative team behind Treasure Island through Linfield Theater. Treasure Island opens November 11th and runs for 2 weekends. We are so excited to be doing this show and to see everyone there. There's swashbuckling. We've sung some shanties. We've buried some treasure. We've unburied that same treasure we buried. And we hope to see you there.